Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 13 after the hour. Yeah, you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I love that song. That song, if that song doesn't call, when that flourish comes up at the end there, near the end, if that doesn't give you a tingle, if you're an American and that doesn't give you a tingle, then you need to work on some things, because if you love America, if you love being an American, if you're proud of America, and especially on this 4th of July, that song has got to give you a rousing feeling, as it does me. And we're going to play it again in a couple of segments. At the bottom of the hour, we'll play that again, because I like playing it. I like hearing it. Thank you for hanging out with me. It's the 4th of July, my 14th consecutive live 4th of July program. And right now, it's just you and me. I want to talk about some things. I want to remind you that the first Plantagenet King of England was Henry II. He's important to contemporary small business owners, because he's considered the founder of the legal system to which you and I owe our freedom to be. He was ambitious. He was highly intelligent. Henry's attempts to consolidate all the 12th century British Isles under his rule created the need for order. And while his reforms that he produced were intended more for his own political expediency than it was to empower the people, they actually gave birth to a body of law now known as the English Common Law, which it replaced elements of the feudal system that included such enlightened practices as trial by ordeal. 6 centuries later, after Henry's death, the legal and cultural tide of personal freedoms and property rights that evolved from his reforms were being established across the Atlantic. In the colonies, a group of malcontents, now we know them as our founders, America's founders, they envisioned and created and fought for a new interpretation of Henry's legacy. Their plan was different, because it was sans kings, no kings. In The Fortune of the Republic, Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote this: "We began with freedom. America was opened after the feudal mischief was spent. No inquisitions here, no kings, no dominant church." From the Fortune of the Republic by Ralph Waldo Emerson. In Origins of the Bill of Rights, Henry W. Levy wrote this: "Freedom was mainly a product of New World conditions." And those conditions, as Thomas Jefferson so artfully wrote in the Declaration of Independence, were life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These were 18th century words, my friends, 18th century words for freedom and embryonic conditions for which the 56 signers of Jefferson's document put their lives and liberties at risk on July 4th, 1776. Of course, that's the day the document was introduced. That's not the day they all signed it, but you get my meaning. America's founding documents weren't perfect, and until they were perpetuated, until they perpetuated rights that were, as John Dickinson declared a decade earlier in 1766, and according to Dickinson, quote, born with us. These rights were born with us, existed with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. I want to read that again. This is John Dickinson wrote this in a decade earlier than the Declaration of Independence. He said these rights, which were part of the founding documents, were born with us, existed with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. We should all think about that a little more these days, I think, my friends. By definition, entrepreneurs take risks, but only freedom to enjoy the success of those risks can make them acceptable. Thank you, Henry II. Research shows that there's a direct connection between the rate of new business startups and small business development. There's a direct connection between that and economic growth. And the American experiment has demonstrated that a healthy entrepreneurial environment fosters national economic well-being. Thank you, founders. Because without their vision, folks, without their vision, courage, passion, and sacrifice, it's doubtful that entrepreneurship, as we know it, would exist today. Clearly, entrepreneurship, folks, is a product of the New World. And if capitalism is the economic lever of democracy, entrepreneurship is the force that renews the strength and reliability of that lever for each new generation. We began with freedom, Americans. We began with the freedom to dream and to try, the freedom to succeed and indeed to fail. We began with the freedom to enjoy and to own and to accumulate and to pass on to the next generation. We began with freedom, and entrepreneurship was born. We began with freedom, and capitalism was made to flourish. We began with freedom, and in my opinion, folks, the world is a better place. America began with freedom, and it created the greatest benefactor nation in the history of mankind. And it's the reason why, with all of our problems, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit more in the next segment, with all of the things that are wrong with America, the world is a better place because there is an America. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy 4th of July. More to come. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.